How's it going? Thank you for checking in. And a different spin to the podcast today. I was actually cleaning out some things in my garage and found a tub of cassettes, including my very first year of doing college basketball play-by-play, 1995-96, and found this one. February 18th, 1996, Santa Clara and St. Mary's. And one of the players for the Gaels was a guard named Mahershala Gilmore, now known as Mahershala Ali, Academy Award-winning actor. The Broncos were led by All-American guard Steve Nash, a future Hall of Famer, Marlon Garnett, a former NBA player, now an assistant coach in Atlanta, and Lloyd Pierce, now the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. My color man was the legendary Bronco Bud Ogden. We'll start with the pregame show and a visit with head coach Dick Davie as we turn back the clock, 1996, Santa Clara and St. Mary's. Enjoy.
Final home game for your seniors, and you're doing something a little bit new this year compared to what you've done in the past. Explain.
Yeah, I've never been big on senior start. I think you have a team, and it's the team has a kind of a team concept, and here are the players that are the starters in your team. This year we're going to start the seniors. Many years ago I was told by a player that was here when I was the head coach, actually the first year, that the one thing you regret is the fact that he didn't get to start his last game. And so that's always stuck in the back of my mind a little bit, and obviously you don't want to affect the opportunity to have a chance to win by doing things like that, but all those guys are going to play during the course of the game somewhere anyway, so I let the team captains make a decision on that, and they decide they would like to have a senior start, so we're going to do that today, and we may get out of that mode quickly, we may not, but we're going to start the seniors.
Let's give us a Reader's Digest version on your impression of the seniors and what they've meant to the program, how they've come along during their years here at Santa Clara. We'll start with Phil von Buchwald.
You know, he has obviously a special place in my heart. He's the guy that came the furthest to be here. I happened to see him in the summer many years ago and liked him. And physically, he's made tremendous strides in the last 4 years. I don't think he's quite the offensive player we had hoped he would be at this stage. Probably should have redshirted him. I think that was my fault. I think it would have really helped his progress. We kind of threw him into the fire right away. We needed somebody inside three or four years ago when he started playing a lot. His offensive skills have not developed to the level that we would hope they would have. But defensively and rebounding-wise, he's done an excellent job. He's obviously a special person for me. His mother's here today all the way from France, and I'm really excited for him.
Adam Anderson.
Success story of sorts from the standpoint he had the courage to come and talk to me a few years ago and tell me he should be playing more, and I took his advice, and we started playing a little bit more, and he's given us tremendous returns. Not only a solid basketball player, but a solid person. He epitomizes what we like to be about. He's scrappy. He's a hustler. And he's changed his method of work habits in the last couple of years. A couple of years ago, three or four years ago, he wasn't working quite as hard. In the last couple of years, he's put a lot more into the game, and the rewards have been tremendous for him. We're going to miss all the seniors, and Adam particularly.
You call him the glue of the team, Kevin Dunn.
Yeah, he and Steve have to fit that role. Every coach would like to have a Kevin Dunn. Kevin Dunn is to me, a coach's delight. I wish I could have Kevin Dunn for the rest of my coaching career. He's such a unique guy. He's a guy I think that can help any program in America. Never complains, had an injury a while back that affected him at the start of this year. He never said a word, kept his mouth shut, kept playing. Every day I'd ask him how he feels. Every day the same answer, fine, you know. So he's special to our team and to me particularly.
Brendan Graves.
Really happy for him more than anything else. Happy that he made a change. He changed from one school and came to another school. And when that happens, you're hoping, you keep your fingers crossed, it'll work out for the best for the young man, because he's made a tremendous commitment to leave something to go to something else. And in Brendan's case, injuries have been a real factor in his development over the years. But this year he's injury-free. And really one of the key catalysts to us being successful the rest of the way, I think, is going to be Brendan Graves. He's playing at a very high level right now, both offensively and rebounding-wise. And he's a class individual, a young man who has a chance to get a postgraduate NC2A scholarship in engineering, of all things, and he's a salt-of-the-earth guy. Another guy that doesn't say a word, probably the quietest guy on the team, doesn't say much, just goes out and does it.
Last but certainly not least, Steve Nash.
Certainly not least. I'm probably, if not the best player ever to play at Santa Clara, sure has to rank right up there. The things that he can do for a team, I don't know if there's ever been a player at Santa Clara that's been able to do as much. He can... He's surely not a tremendous rebounder, although he does a solid job as a guard. But in every other area of the game, he's as good as probably we'll ever have while I'm here. I hope we have somebody better, but I don't see that in the near future. He can score. He can run your team. He's a coach on the floor. He can pass. He knows when to give it to people, where to give it to them. He shoots free throws uncannily. He's just a solid, solid performer. And I think the best thing I can say about Steve is how much of an effect he's had on the other players on the team to bring their level up because of his demands that he puts on himself. He's obviously special, special to Santa Clara University and to our coaching staff.
As usual, thanks for the visit.
Thank you, Dave.
Broncos head coach Dick Davey back with more in a moment on the Santa Clara University Basketball Network.
How about a real estate company that's concerned about your needs? Well, they're about as rare as Halley's Comet or a unicorn. Finally, there's an answer. Gilmore & Associates at 246-5020. Gilmore & Associates, proud sponsor of Bronco Basketball. 1201 Franklin Mall in Santa Clara. With the expertise to meet all your real estate needs. Whether it be commercial or residential, 246-5020. Gilmore & Associates have the answers to your real estate questions. Now, some companies make similar claims, but they don't have the track record to back it up. Since 1965, we're talking 30 years, Gilmore & Associates have been serving the Silicon Valley with your needs in mind. The staff of professionals will hold your hand if you need it through the step-by-step process in dealing with the complicated world of real estate. Gilmore & Associates, 246-5020. Located at 1201 Franklin Mall in Santa Clara, 246-5020, Gilmore & Associates.
Top of the circle, 21-footer good for Garnett in full three of the game.
Bronco Basketball, 1590 KLIB.
Dave Lewis back at Coastal Pavilion. The seniors being honored currently right at center court. Our very own Bud Ogden had a chance to speak with the coach of the Gales, Ernie Kent. Here's how that conversation went.
Coach Kent, this is a long rivalry. How does this affect your game plan and coming into Santa Clara and Coastal Pavilion today?
Well, I think they're better players in terms of understanding what the heat of this rivalry is. I've really been kind of disappointed, and we've tried to do a nice job the last few days of helping our guys to understand the intensity of this rival and how deep it is and how far it goes back. And obviously, without having football, this is the rivalry right here in men's basketball. So hopefully we will step up and perform better than what we did a few nights ago when we played against them.
I would expect that as well. The big guy, Brad Millard, he played an excellent game the other night. How do you expect to use him tonight in general terms? I don't want you to give us your game plan, but he looks like he could really be a force in the future.
Well, he's going to be. He should have redshirted this year, but due to some major injuries and a departure from the program, we were forced to play Brad this year. But he's somebody that had a bad Achilles the first 6 weeks, so he's just now starting to come on. And he should be somebody that should be a force in this league in the future, and I think will help us down the road. He's going to play tonight because Jamoki's really been banged up, so Brad has to play for two reasons, to rest Jamoki, and I think he's somebody they'll have a tough time guarding as well.
Jamoki Horton, the jump center now against Brendan Graves. Bud Ogden now joins us courtside. The seniors getting the start today. Jamoki Horton, the jump center against Brendan Graves. The ball is up and underway and controlled by the Gales. From your listening vantage point, St. Mary's moving from left to right. This first 20-minute stands of play. Josh Unruh outside left. Mahershala Gilmore out there. The entry pass goes to Jamoki Horton. Off balance, 5-footer, no good. Rebound by Dota gets sent back. And a foul on Santa Clara. This end, 19:49 to go in the first half.
Well, if this is any way the game is going to go, St. Mary's has come out very aggressively. It's obviously very early, 11 seconds into the ball game, but they went to the boards very hard. Jamoki Horton got squared up much better for that shot than he did all the game up at Moraga.
Ivan Dodig at the line. 29% free throw shooter on the year. 7 of 24. He makes the first, averaging 3.6 a game. Santa Clara knocked off the Gales 79-65 on Wednesday. There's a lane violation on St. Mary's. We'll come the other way with it. 1-0 our score. 19:49 to go from Coastal Pavilion on the campus of Santa Clara University. Dave Lewis and Bud Ogden, the final home game of this 95-96 season. Our crack statistician, Bob Javinski, passed on a note the first time the Gales have led against Santa Clara all year. Cutting back door is Kevin Dunn. He's fouled on the way up. He'll be at the line shooting a pair. 19:40 to go first. Dick Cartmell with the whistle. Dave Libby, another official, along with Milt Stone.
The Gales, though, looking very good on the offensive end in the first defensive sequence for the Gales, you know, didn't look very good. It was one pass, a cut to the basket, and a foul.
Kevin Dunn at the line shooting the pair. He converted the first. 67% around the year. Now 35 of 52. Played 22 minutes, scored 2 points, and had 6 rebounds in the Valentine's Day contest up in Morag on Wednesday night. Dunn makes 2 in a row. 2-1, Broncos seize the lead. Full court press. Trapp is on the sidelines. Dodik now gets the ball to Unruh. Now Cameron Tufi into the game for St. Mary's. Unruh open for it. Left baseline three is good.
That was one facet of the St. Mary's offense that was missing last week. This time hitting from the corner.
Foolish will be brought off the bench today. Tufi gets the start for St. Mary's in the backcourt with Unruh, Mahershala Gilmore, Dodik, and Horton. Left baseline, Brendan Graves goes middle, trying to go around the big 6'9 player with an off-balance 5-foot hook. Beautiful.
Brendan's got to use that quickness on that particular move. You know, he just went right by Horton.
Penetrating is Unruh, who sends the right baseline for Tufi, who hits the three.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say the Broncos were kind of collapsing in the middle and making St. Mary's kick it outside where they were weak the other night, but tonight they're hitting them. They've got to guard the men on the perimeter now.
Off the on-ball screen, Nash maneuvers baseline. There's a foul. Dick Cartmell with a whistle. 18:41 to go. 7-4, the Gales lead. And Dodik, the guilty man, the first foul for him and the second Gale foul of the half. Broncos will trigger. Kevin Dunn will do the honors. Off the screen is Nash. High arcing, 16-footer, no good. Off the back iron. Horton hauls it down. Hands the ball to Tufi. Lead pass attempted to Dodik, but Von Buchwald sprints and knocks it away. The Bronco five, Anderson, Nash, Graves, Von Buchwald, and Kevin Dunn. It'll be Unruh to trigger. You were happy with his attitude out there the other night.
No, I think there's a fine line between playing hard and dirty play, and I think that he was just maybe a little bit over the line.
Gilmore casts up a three. Three threes for St. Mary's to get things started. 10-4 our score. 18:20 to go first. Nash accelerates across the timeline, and a foul. Dave Libby with the whistle. Looks like Gilmore.
I'm a real believer, Dave, that the percentages at some point in time will catch up to you. And maybe sometimes for you. The other night, St. Mary's not shooting it very well. I have a feeling today from the early going they're going to shoot it a lot better.
Off a screen, Von Buchwald hands the ball to Kevin Dunn. Top of the circle, Steve Nash. Tufi has him. Steve at 183, Tufi at 140. So Nash backs in, fade away 12-foot off the back iron, no good. Dunn runs it down, fresh 35% of Clara. Kevin Dunn goes between his legs. Double clutch, 5-footer, good and a foul.
Unbelievable. There's some senior leadership right there. I know he's got to be emotional about this being his last home game during the conference. That's something I don't think I've ever seen Kevin Dunn do. He got the rebound, flashed in, got the rebound, took it back out to about 15 feet, put it between his legs, went left, right, and in underneath, ducked, double pumped. He did just about every conceivable thing he could do and made the hoop. Now he's going to the free throw line.
Never been known as much of a creator during his career here.
He really hasn't. He's kind of played a role, you know, very conservative, hit the open shot when you're open and do all the dirty work.
Dunn with a quick five as he converts a three-point play, averaging 5.6 on the year. 10-7, Gales with the lead. Tufi forecourt. Nash has him with a man-to-man. Cameron left-hand dribble, top of the circle, Horton. Jamoki, 6'9", 295 out of Anchorage, Alaska. Off a screen, Josh Unruh, double clutch. Shot rejected by Kevin Dunn. Sidlock has the ball. Throws it left wing to Steve Nash. Steve crossing the timeline. They got a very quick start up in Moraga on Wednesday. 14 of the Broncos' first 17 points. Now Marlon Garnett working Mahershala Gilmore. Top of the circle, Jason Sidlock. Cutting back doors, Nash is off his right hand and out of bounds.
Jason saw Steve Nash going to the basket. The angle was not the best angle to get the ball to Steve. It was a little bit high off Steve's hand and out of bounds.
Cameron Tufi handling full court. Steve Nash pressure. Crossing the timeline. Outside left, Josh Unruh. I talked to several coaches this past week after Wednesday's game. The consensus, Josh Unruh, dirty player. Outside right, Mahershala Gilmore. Low post, Horton. High percentage shooter inside. Away from Brendan Graves. 5-footer, no good. Graves did a nice job of holding his position, and Sidlock throws the ball at the leg of Dodik and out of bounds.
Brendan did a fine job there. You know, Jamoki Horton is so big and so strong, but again, now that was kind of reverting back to the performance up at St. Mary's. He never really got his body together and gets squared up to the basket.
The book on him is that he never squares up. Cutting back towards Graves, Stripped by Soupy. Great steal. Lead pass, Unruh, ahead of the pack, lay it up and in.
Soupy made a terrific pass to Unruh. You know, he hit him at about a 40-foot pass at the top of the circle. Unruh put it in for the layup.
Josh Unruh has not played very well this year. Very erratic performer and only 30% from three. There's the pass out of bounds. Fenlock threw it away. 16:41 to go.
Jason now, after turning it over basically twice, has to be a little bit careful. At this point, he ought to not make anything but the 100% for sure pass. Now, he tried two risky passes, turned it over twice. Now, he's got to be sure.
Cameron Soupy, hounded by Nash, throws the ball left wing. Unruh has to run it down. Kevin Dunn has him. Unruh penetrates, elevates, 12-foot bank, good.
Unruh's looking very aggressive right now. He's doing anything he wants to right now. It's an open book for him, and they better put the clamps on him quick.
Quick seven for Unruh. He only scored five the entire game. Cutting back doors, Nash. Top of the circle, Graves. Brendan puts it on the floor, one. Throws it back to Steve. Steve goes in deep. Double clutch, left hand, 10-foot, that's a tough shot. Sailing towards the baseline. Grabbed out of the air by Dodik. Soupy has it across the timeline. The trailer is Dodik to throw it away. Graves picked it off. No look pass, and Dodik wasn't even looking for it. Outside right, Steve Nash penetrates, whistle, and a foul offensively. We'll go the other way with it. 15:54 to go in the first. Lloyd Pierce will be in next time instead, and we may have an official's timeout. We do. Immediate timeout with 15:54 to go in the half. The Gale starting off very quickly. It's St. Mary's 14, Santa Clara 7. Back with more in a moment on the Santa Clara University Basketball Network.
A high-level meeting at the corporate offices of Amalgamated Retail Leasing with Little Moda Italia. Let's get closer and listen in. Come on.
So you see, Little Moda, yes. So you see, we need your Moda Italia store to exit the premise.
Oh, no.
My God, poor Little Moda.
I must understand that your lease is invalid. It states clearly under Section 926, Paragraph 27, Line 84, fine Italian menswear may be sold at your Moda Italia Los Gatos store only if you give away the free Lederhosen with every purchase. Now, you fail to give away the Lederhosen, therefore you cannot renew your lease.
The little guy's losing his lease. He'll have to move. What'll he do with all that gorgeous Italian menswear? He'll have to... We've got to help Little Moda.
You have no business here.
Listen, everyone listening, get to Moda Italia now. They've lost their lease and have to unload all those fine imported Italian suits. Four suits for the price of one, and even that price is reduced. Plus, with every four-for-one purchase, you get a $395 leather jacket free. Moda Italia, Winchester at Knowles, just north of 85, but not for long. Hurry.
Where's he talking to?
Man with the steal, picks his pocket clean, takes out the credit card that goes all the way to the
Bronco
chin.
Basketball.
1590, KLIV.
Dave Lewis along with Bud Ogden at Toast Hill Pavilion. The Gales on a 10-3 run the last 3 minutes and 10 seconds and lighting it up, shooting 71.4% from the floor, 5 of 7. Josh Unruh doing the most damage with 7 points. The Broncos, 2 of 5 and 40%.
Dave, I'm sure that the Santa Clara coaching staff reminded Santa Clara what's gotten them their last 3 victories. It's been defense. You don't go down and try to outscore the team. What you do is you stop them. That's the way you win ball games. So I think they needed a little reminder. They were a little emotional. I hope they're back down to earth now.
Cameron Soupy back and forth like a hypnotist watch. He's working against Steve Nash between the rings. Outside left, Unruh. Pierce has him in the man-to-man. The entry pass goes to Horton, working Graves. Off balance, two-footer, no good. How did he miss that shot? Offensive rebound, Dodik, and a foul or a walk. It's a travel. 15:34 to go. 14-7 the Gales with the lead.
Jamoke got a great shot, and it was impossible. That ball should go in 99 times out of 100. Though they got a good shot, Santa Clara did a wonderful job, and the defensive intensity has been turned up as I expected.
The Bronco 5, Steve Nash, Lloyd Pierce, Jason Sedlock, Brendan Graves, and Marlon Garnett. Sedlock has the ball top of the circle. There's an offensive foul. Looks like Steve Nash knocking over Josh Unruh.
Josh Unruh is very good at off-the-ball type, getting in the way of the offensive player. It's not a great basketball play, but apparently it's a pretty smart play. He's drawn two fouls on the Broncos so far.
14-7, St. Mary's with the lead. Soupy working Nash off a screen is Unruh. Elevation, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Marlon Garnett did a fine job of boxing out Mahershala Gilmore. Now Steve Nash, great pass to Brendan Graves. Thread the knee, lay it up, no, and a foul. About a 40-foot chest pass.
Brendan got out. And it would be a good thing for him to continue to do. As soon as he knows that Santa Clara has secured the defensive rebound, he ought to sprint to the other end, make Jamoke Horton chase him. He can get some layups just like he did that time, but he's got to make those. He got bumped a little bit. He should have made that shot. I think he'd tell you that himself.
a couple times in Wednesday's game, he leaked in transition and was able to beat the big guy Millard and Horton down the floor.
That should happen very consistently tonight if he can keep his energy and his wits about him and get down court very quickly.
Before that Graves foul line make, the Broncos were scoreless for 3 minutes. Brendan makes one of two, 61% around the year. Doofy accelerates forecourt, outside left Josh Unruh, playing a lot of confidence today. Outside left, matched up against Sedlock. They try to set the screen, weak side with Horton. Top of the circle, Doofy. Pierce has him, the low defensive crouch, hawking outside left. Top of the circle, Unruh, 18 in the timer. Gilmore casts up a three, 20-footer no, rebound Brendan Graves. Alley pass to Nash. Lead pass, alley-oop to Pierce. It ricocheted to Sedlock. How lucky can you be? Lay it up and in.
Yeah, it was out there in no man's land, and Jason did his job. He hustled to the basket. Supposed to do that every time a shot goes up, and he was going there and picked up a little garbage.
That alley-oop came from about 50 feet away. Outside left, Unruh. Pierce has him man-to-man. Steele sets the screen. Reggie's played very well lately. They hand the ball to Horton inside. It's knocked away and out of bounds.
As a big man like Horton, I wasn't quite that big, but whenever those guards get down there, you have to protect the ball. Steve Nash dropped down to the box. Jamoke went up with the ball, and Steve got it down low before Jamoke was able to get it up to the basket.
Drew Zurich has the matchup of Jamoke Horton. Zurich at 210 pounds. Jamoke Horton, 295. David Savulich now in the game during that last stoppage. We'll reset the Gale 5 for you. Savulich, the trigger man, along with Cameron Tufi. Two 5'10 players in the backcourt. Reggie Steele, Jamoke Horton, and Josh Unruh. Outside left Savulich, only 5 of 14 in Wednesday's game. Tufi working Pierce. Double clutch, swing the ball to the open. Savulich for the three. It's off the front iron, no. Offensive rebound, Jamoke Horton tries to dig after it. Backhand layup good.
Good sequence for the Gales. You know, if they can get Savulich out there in the corner shooting and Horton rebounding and putting some of those back in, they're going to be in good shape.
The Gales at 4-7 in the WCC, 11-12 overall. Santa Clara is 17-6, 8-3 in conference. Outside right, Marlon Garnett, 15 points off the bench in Wednesday's game. Off a screen is Pierce. He's working Unruh. Very concerned about when Lloyd puts it on the floor. 15 seconds on the timer. Marlon Garnett matched up against Tufi. Now top of the circle, Nash. Steve matchup against Unruh. Crosses over right to left. Fade away 12-footer. That's a tough shot. Beautiful. Nash wanted a foul.
He sure did. He got bumped. He was fading away, but one of the reasons he was fading away is because he got bumped by Unruh.
Cameron Tufi. Steve Nash, very red-faced. He's still hot. Marlon Garnett fighting over a steel screen. Savulich has the ball. Outside right to Josh Unruh. 13:05 to go first. Unruh backing it on Pierce. Whistle and a foul. It's on Santa Clara. We'll keep it down at this end.
I'm kind of glad that got called off the ball. I think it might have been on... It wasn't Jason. It was Drew, I think. But in the meantime, while the action was going on down on the block, Steve Nash kind of lost his cool a little bit. He was bumping through some screens, and he was really upset about the non-call on the other end. So now Steve is sitting, has a chance to cool down a little bit, which I know he will.
David Savulich, the single-season three-point record holder for the Gales. He will trigger. Lining up on a box out of bounds. They run Steele off the screen. Now it's Cameron Tufi. Marlon Garnett is in. Outside right. 35 feet away from the goal. Entry pass goes to Jamoke Horton. Off-balance, five-foot jump hook, no good. Rebound. Jason Sedlock a high. Pierce releases. Outside left, Zurich spotting up for the three. It's off the front iron, no. Rebound up high, David Savulich. Tough player out of Ogden, Utah. Whistle, and we'll keep it down here. Last touch, Savulich, and out of bounds.
This is starting to look like a real Santa Clara-St. Mary's game. You know, the emotions are high. Zurich got out that time, put it out to his spot on the three-point line at the angle, put it up. He got hit after he shot it, and he complained a little bit to the referee. So this thing's heating up quick.
Doofy out. Eric Knapp now into the game for St. Mary's. Off a screen is Kevin Dunn. Started out very fast. Looked like it was a wet spot on the floor. Kevin slipped to call the travel.
Well, the travel really shouldn't have been called until he picked it up with both hands. His feet went out from under him, but he was still in the process of dribbling. So I think that was a little bit premature.
You get that call when you try to get back on your feet.
That's right. That's right. And that hadn't happened yet. I think it was a little bit premature. It was an early whistle.
16-12. Gales with the lead. 12:35 to go first. Garnett matched up against Savulich. Did a very fine job defensively on him, although he got some good looks. There's a foul away from the ball. It's on St. Mary's. 3-second call. 3-second violation.
I kind of thought there was a foul on that one, too. It's getting very physical out here. And here comes bigger-than-country Millard.
7'2", 315 pounds out of Blanchett High School in Seattle, Washington. A career game for him on Wednesday. 15 points and 8 rebounds. 6 field goals. He only has 9 baskets all year, 6 of them against Santa Clara. Top of the circle, Brendan Graves. Millard has him. Outside left, Lloyd Pierce. His career high, 18 against San Diego. Entry pass goes to Drew Zurich. Skip it top of the circle, Marlon Garnett. 12 on the timer. Garnett goes middle. Double clutch, flip it outside to Zurich. Leans with a 10-foot jumper, no on a foul. Reggie Steele hammered it from the backside. For Steele, his first, and team foul number 6.
Steele kind of snuck up on Drew after Drew faked Steele into the air. Drew puts it on the floor once or twice, goes up for about the 10 or 12 footers. Steele snuck up behind him and kind of swatted him on the head or the arm. A few words exchanged between the two, so I doubt that they were talking about the great point averages.
Drew Zurich is 77% foul shooter on the year, 26 of 35 now. Averaging 7 points a game, he rolls in the second of 2. Zurich's first point of the afternoon. This game, a 2 o'clock start made for Sports Channel Television. Eric Knapp, outside right, Dunn has him. Swing a left wing, David Stavulich. Pretty good handle. When he likes to use the bounce, he does go right. They force him right, but Garnett reaches and bumps him with a foul.
The Broncos have to come out hard like that. The harder they can come out, press the ball, the more difficult it is for St. Mary's to get into their offense.
This is immediate timeout with 11:54 to go in the half. The Gales 16, Broncos 14. Back with more in a moment on the home of Bronco basketball, 1590 KLIV.
Management Solutions, the Bay Area leader in finance and accounting placement. 292-6600. In a competitive world, success comes to those who plan for it, yet no matter how much you plan, it's difficult to always have the right person for the job at hand. Increasingly, firms are complementing their core workforce with interim or temporary staff, even in management and professional positions. That's where Management Solutions comes in. 292-6600. Just-in-time personnel for meeting project and peak period needs has become the preferred staffing solution to short-term workforce needs without compromising quality. Management Solutions specializes in providing finance and accounting professionals for interim and regular full-time staffing requirements. They offer a totally integrated solution to all professional-level finance and accounting staffing needs, from financial search to interim placement and temp to perm services. 292-6600. Management Solutions, the Bay Area leader in finance and accounting placement. 292-6600.
Pull up. Give it to Zurich. Lay it up and in.
Bronco basketball. 1590 KLIV.
St. Mary's has made only one of their last 6 shots. They've cooled off. They made 5 of their first 7. Now 6 of 13 floor. 46%. The Broncos 50% at 4 of 8. Santa Clara 6 of 7 from the line. The Gales only getting there twice, making 1 of 2. And battle of the boards. St. Mary's winning this one so far 7-5.
Some of the shooting percentages might go up for the Gales, but where the war will be won is inside on the free throw line and rebound.
Kevin Dunn on the reach. He came down to double team. It was Millard matched up one-on-one with Graves, and Kevin dropped down and slapped him on the wrist. 11:50 to go. 16-14, the Broncos trail. And Millard shooting a pair.
Dave, check it out. I've got a size 14 foot. What do you think Millard has out there?
He looked real quick. About 18.
I would guess at least that. I could probably get my foot with my shoe on inside that baby.
I could put my son in that shoe.
Might have room for your daughter along with him.
Millard rolls out the second of 2. He goes 1-for-2, averaging 2.3 a game on the year. Gales lead by 3, 17-14. Bronco basketball brought to you by Management Solutions, the Bay Area leader in placement of accounting and finance professionals. Steve Nash up the on-ball screen, working Stavulich. He fades away, 16-foot jumper, good.
That was a thing of beauty. Unbelievable. They put 2 picks up high, let Steve work off of it, and he just used Stoopy.
Nash screaming for a foul again on his second basket. Outside left Stoopy, Pierce has him. Entry pass goes to Millard, working Brendan Graves. Shot rejected by Brendan. Graves sends it back. Last touch by Santa Clara and out of bounds.
I don't think you're going to block too many of those. He doesn't get off the floor very high, but he's just so big. He's so difficult to guard. Good job by Brendan Graves.
Millard set a school record with 5 block shots in Wednesday's game. He's blocked 9 shots all year, 5 of them in the Santa Clara game.
Well, that obviously was his best performance of the year. I'm just wondering why he hasn't played more.
Top of the circle, Cameron Stoopy, a winner from Monterey Day High School in Southern California. Nash hawking him in the man-to-man, and Stoopy throws the ball away. Nash forced the turnover.
There's nothing in basketball better, defensively speaking, than on-the-ball pressure. It is so difficult to initiate the offense when you've got a guy in your face. You're always worried about whether he's going to get his hand on your pass. You don't know if he's going to pick it down on the dribble. So on-the-ball pressure is just vital and critical for the Broncos.
Steve Nash handles between the rings. Outside right, Garnett. Stoopy has him. Top of the circle, Graves. Rob, back door. Brendan Graves laid up, blow it. The pass is a little bit behind Brendan. He had to go back and reach for it. Now four court. Savulic penetrates, puts on the floor. Shot rejected by Graves. He came from the backside to knock it out of bounds.
Brendan at least didn't get his head down after missing that little shot. Again, I'm sure he would tell you that he'd make 99 out of 100 of those. He tried to put a little English on that one to make it a little bit prettier. Just put the ball in the hole. That's all what we want you to do.
Savulic triggers, gives the ball to Josh Unruh. Entry pass to Horton. Off balance, 5-footer, no. Offensive foul. Cleared out with a forearm.
I'm not sure if Jamoke Horton was upset about the shot missing or the foul. You know, he should be upset about both. You're going to miss a few of those, but he's missed far more than he would miss. And I really, to tell you the truth, didn't see the foul. Must have been on the left arm down below on Brendan Graves.
Horton only went 2 of 6 in Wednesday's game, and he's a 62% shooter on the year. Outside left, Kevin Dunn. 17-16, Broncos trail. 10.5 to go first. Nat Nash pulls up and spots for three. It rattles out. Rebound yanked down by Horton. Alla pass goes to Stoopy. Cameron Lowe to push that ball forward. Great fast break. They blow the layup. Donick with a little two-footer. Caromed off the back iron. Now Nash blows out of the backcourt. Pulls up for a 15-foot jumper. Good.
I think Steve thinks he has something to prove here now. I think he's taken a few things personally. He's going to go out and prove something.
The Gales with 2 5-10 players in the backcourt, Stoopy and Savulic. Off the screen is Savulic. He sets and fires. 18-footer, no good. Offensive rebound. We'll keep it down the center. Santa Clara foul either Von Buchwald or Dunn, it would appear. It looks like Bill Von Buchwald, and that's his first.
The Gales aren't very big, with the exception of Horton. But they really do keep coming at you. I've really got to hand it to Coach Kent. The Gales keep hustling and playing hard.
Charge that one to Kevin Dunn. So that's Dunn's second foul. Broncos leading 18-17. Their first lead since it was 2-1. 20 seconds into the game. Dodig at the line shooting a pair. Actually a 1-on-1. He missed it. Was not going up. Von Buchwald yanks it down. Hands the ball to Nash. He with a hip-hop dribble outside right. Marlon Garnett. Watched by Stoopy. Marlon puts the ball over his head. Adam Anderson in the game during that last stoppage of play. He's hounded by Josh Unruh. Entry pass goes to Brendan Graves. Backing in. Shuffles the ball towards Adam Anderson. It's last touch by St. Mary's and out of bounds. 9:38 to go.
It's amazing what a little presence inside will make, what a difference it'll make. You know, I think both teams now are kind of a little bit gun-shy when they go inside.
Off the screen, Marlon Garnett outside right. Top of the circle, Steve Nash. They switch up and put Gilmore on him, and Mahershala reaches and holds on. Nash will be the line shooting the 1-on-1, the second Gilmore foul of the half.
Steve is going to beat just about anybody in this league and a whole bunch of other leagues 1-on-1. You know, he has that quick little first step. He can put it on the floor going either way. You know, he can pull up after a dribble. He can go all the way to the hole. He can shoot it left. You know, he's got such a diverse arsenal that, you know, isolated one-on-one, if you're on defense, you're in trouble.
So Von Buchwald takes his feet. Nice ovation. His mom making the trip to France today. 9:35 to go. Nash makes the first. Steve with a quick 7. He started off very fast up in Moraga. 13 points the first 4 minutes of the game. Steve makes 2 in a row. 89% foul shooter on the year. 20-17, Broncos with their largest lead. Stoopy working Nash. Cameron penetrates, kicking outside Mahershala Gilmore. He's double-teamed along the baseline. Doing it, working on Anderson. Backing in. Shot rejected by Gray. return to sender with 9:19 to go.
Adam Anderson did an admirable job on Dodick. Dodick worked from the corner down to the block, put a fake left, turned right, and Brendan read it perfectly.
Graves with three block shots already. Stupi double clutch. His shot sent back by Jason Sedlock. Vance has the ball. 3-on-1. Deep pass the ball to Garnett. Lay it up and in. Broncos lead is their biggest at 22-17. Steve Nash guilty of a foul, trying to fight his way over a pick. Very hot right now. Nash's second foul.
Not surprising me at all that he would be in it with Unruh. Unruh did something down there as Steve Nash gave up the ball to Marlon Garnett for the layup. Unruh forgot about the ball and went after Steve Nash and put him on the floor. Steve got up, was very upset. He came down pointing at Unruh and saying a few things that I can't repeat here on the radio, and I don't blame him a bit. This Unruh should be sitting on the bench as far as I'm concerned.
2 years ago, he went after Steve Nash's knee late in the game, dove for, tried to take him out. The game was already decided. With about 2 seconds left, dove for his knee, and Nash had to jump out of the way. Unruh with 8 points in the first half, 84% on the year.
There's really no place for any of that kind of stuff in sports, basketball, baseball, football, any of that. It has nothing to do with the game. It just has something to do with the character flaw.
9 points in the first half. Garnett works his way out of traffic in the backcourt. Goes between his legs. Now Lloyd Pierce playing the one. He's not very comfortable there. He loves playing out on the wing, but the point guard is not a position he relishes. He's matched up against Goofy. Outside left, Brendan Graves. Millard comes out to extend defensively. Millard's minutes not what they will be next year. Has to lose some weight, and the conditioning was a factor for him in the offseason. Now backing in, Anderson spins, double clutch, no and a foul.
Adam Anderson getting the clock wound down to about 8 seconds. Saw an opening and knew that since Steve Nash was on the bench, somebody's going to have to take charge here a little bit and go to the basket and score. But the Broncos were pretty patient that time. They left 8 seconds on the clock, made some good passes, didn't get out of control, didn't let the emotion of the moment take charge, and Adam Anderson showing his leadership and his seniority out there and going and drawing the foul.
Gilmore's third foul, so he goes to the bench. Stabulish back in. Anderson having a difficult time with his foul shooting over the last 2 weeks. He's down to 56%, 33 of 59 now on the year. Says he doesn't feel comfortable that he's not in rhythm at the line. He normally shoots very well when you pass him the ball. He can square and take the jump shot, but when he has time to think about it, he's not been nearly as accurate. He goes 1-for-2. The Bullish throws left wing to Stupi. Entry pass poked away. Lloyd Pierce has the ball for Santa Clara. 23-19. Lloyd between the rings, left-hand dribble. Does not look comfortable out there at the point at all. Outside right, Garnett. Top of the circle, Anderson. Graves cut through the key. Off the screen is Jason Sedlock. 22 to shoot for SCU. Garnett open for a three. It will not count. Foul on the floor. It's on St. Mary's. Josh Unruh.
What a surprise. He does some things that obviously bother me. I've mentioned so many times so far.
You're getting pretty uptight today.
But yeah, I am. I'm glad I got this headset on and behind this bench. You know, I might have a tendency to go over the top here, but I'm glad I'm not playing in this because it's an art to try to keep your mind off of him or the player that's trying to take you out of your game. It really is difficult, but when this guy is malicious and goes after your knees and does some of these kinds of things off of the ball, it has nothing to do with the play. He's trying to get in your way. He's trying to bump you. He's trying to grind you. He's trying to get you out of the game. Now, in a certain respect, he has been successful because where's Steve Nash right now? Our best scorer is on the bench. So Steve has to guard against getting involved in any of this stuff.
An unnamed WCC coach. Go ahead and finish your point.
Well, the other thing is that the refs have to get involved in this thing, too. They can't let this go on. It's their responsibility. They get paid to come out here and make sure that these things don't happen. And right in front of our very eyes, and about, what, 5,500 other people, maybe more, you know, this thing is happening, and they're not doing anything about it.
An unnamed WCC coach I asked with. It looked like Unruh sometimes, and he jumped right in and said, oh, dirty player, the worst. Didn't hesitate to respond, and normally coaches will not criticize players that harshly. Anderson slapped down and caught Knapp right on the bridge of the nose. For Anderson, his first. Broncos already out of foul. 23-19, Santa Clara leads, 7:48 to go in the half. Bronco basketball brought to you by American Wheel Works, the only store in the Silicon Valley that can handle your wheel, tire, and auto sound needs. Now doing alignment, call Mike Hodge at 972-5311. In fact, mention you heard the ad on Bronco basketball, receive an additional 10% off any work done at American Wheel Works. Nat converts the first, and now two in a row. 83% are on the year. This is a timeout, a media timeout with 7:48 to go on the half. We'll take a break, too. Our score, SDU 23, St. Mary's 21. Back with more in a moment on the Santa Clara University Basketball Network.
Do you like authentic Italian food? You know the real deal, not the stuff hardening under heat lamps. This is Dave Lewis, the voice of the Santa Clara Broncos. And if you like me, I am testifying this place is good. La Villa Delicatessen, 1319 Lincoln Avenue in the heart of downtown Willow Glen. We're talking fresh ravioli. They roll it right in the back for you. Dave and Patty Berticelli, the family doing it for you. Since 1947, they've been around, heading into their golden anniversary. So obviously the track record is there, serving the greater San Jose area. Catering for your corporate needs, a large selection of meats and cheeses, wines, and of course, the ravioli. Easy to get to from all parts of San Jose, 295-7851, or fax in your order at 295-3363. Do yourself a favor. You want the real deal. La Villa Delicatessen, 1319 Lincoln Avenue, downtown Willow Glen.
That's La Villa Delicatessen, 1319 Lincoln Avenue in the heart of Willow Glen since 1947. Heading into their golden anniversary. La Villa Delicatessen, 295-7851.
Garnett and Gray, Marvin all the way, lay it up and in.
Bronco basketball, 1390 KLIV.
The wildly successful Bud Ogden League return. Tell us a little bit about that.
The league will start March 16th, and it'll go on until the end of May. The number is 1-800-379-8563. 1-800-379-8563. We're concentrating on fundamentals, which is not going to be competitive per se. We're going to have clinics. It will be followed by coaching from some of the finest basketball players and coaches here in Santa Clara County. We look forward to be just a great, great, great league.
7:45 to go in the first half. 23-21, Broncos in the lead. The Gales have not scored a field goal in the last 6 minutes of the game. Garnett outside left. Gales shift to the zone. Looks like 1-2-2. That's their common half-court zone defense. Graves goes over to the ball and Steele reaches down for the foul. Dave Libby with the whistle.
Brendan did a nice job that time of trying to create something for himself. The only thing I'd like to see him do there is that he gets it. I think that he takes a little bit too much time to get it going. If he gets that ball very quickly, makes his quick fake one way, move the other way, I think he'll be much, much more successful. I think as it is, if he gets it and kind of thinks about what he's going to do, the defense has a tendency to focus and drop down on him.
Graves at the line to shoot a pair. He can hurt. Brendan with four in the afternoon. Santa Clara has a team of 70% foul shooting unit, second best in the conference. Graves misses the second of two. Millard yanks it down. Goofy now across the timeline, outside right to Bullard. Spots up quickly for a three. Wow.
Yeah, that was quite a shot. He barely had it. Now he gets the steal off the inbound pass. Santa Clara somehow or another gets it back.
St. Mary's turning up the defensive thermostat for Cebulic's first point. 24 all. 7 minutes to go. Ernie Kent along the far sideline shouting defensive instructions. Jason Stenlock watched by Cebulic. Picked his pocket and there's a foul. Cebulic reached.
He was just marking Jason. He said, I'm going to get this thing this time. And he had it done. He reached in, though, and just barely got Jason on the hand.
St. Mary's into the double bonus. They committed 39 fouls. That was the high for any Bronco opponent in Wednesday's game.
I know.
Jake at the line shooting a pair. Very good foul shooter. Rattles in the first. Sidlock, an 81% free throw shooter. For the knees, the junior from Klamath Falls, Oregon, makes two in a row. Drew Zurich now in the game, replacing Fedlock.
Yeah, maybe a quick comment about the free throw shooting, and not anything about what Jason did. He's a fine free throw shooter, but getting back to what Adam Anderson said, Adam said he didn't feel comfortable and he liked to get his rhythm. He's thinking negatively right off the bat. You've got to get up there and say, I am on my rhythm and I am going to make it. If there's any doubt, it's probably not going to go in.
The Broncos made 20 of 27 in Moraga Wednesday's game. On the screen, Zubulich, he thought of pulling from 30 feet, but Zurich jumped out at him. Now Zubulich puts it on the floor. Outside right to Knapp. Zubulich pops back for three, rattles out. Lloyd Pierce up high, snatches it in with the right hand. 26-24, Santa Clara leads. Anderson spots up for a left wing three. Off the back iron, no. Graves tries to come over the back of Millard. Millard holds it down. Stupi goes four courts to Bulich. The tempo hot and heavy. Graves is hurt at the other end. Now he rejoins the play. Entry pass goes to Millard. Anderson helping out. They double down with Zurich. And it's Knapp firing for three off the back iron. Brendan Graves yanks it in. Looks like he hurt his ankle briefly. Now Pierce elevates, nearly dragged that pivot foot. Reset. Stupi knocks it loose. Boy Pierce regains. Double teamed and a Zubulich foul.
The referees now look like they're trying to call more of the close calls to kind of keep this thing simmering a little bit at a low boil instead of boiling over. So I think that they have kind of turned around their philosophy a little bit and trying to call it a little bit closer to keep the emotion from running away.
Zubulich's second foul. He played 31 minutes. Only went 5 of 14 from the floor and 4 of 10 from 3. Steve Nash continues to sit with 5:49 to go in the half. Lloyd Pierce barely grazed the front of the iron on the first.
Brendan and Dr. Saul are headed towards the locker room.
Looks like he rolled the ankle a little bit, battling Millard for the rebound. Pierce makes 1 of 2. The first point of the afternoon for Lloyd. Outside left to Stupi. 27-24, Broncos with the lead. Reggie Steele got the start, the first start of his career on Wednesday night. There's a foul away from the ball. Looks like on the screen, Millard, he's pretty hard to miss when he's moving around in there.
I don't know why he'd have to move. If he stands on the right side of the court, he sets the screen.
5:38 to go. Broncos leading by three. I talked to the coaching staff this week, and they agree with you that Millard needs to shed about 20 pounds. That'll make him that much more effective. That foul was charged with Knapp setting the screen for Millard. Pierce misses the first of two. Now Frank Knight, who played very well the other night, very confident in his brief stint. 9 points, 2 of 3 from three. Here so far, 1 of 3 from the line. Now 1 of 4 as he misses both. Rebound controlled by Stupi. Cameron blows full court. Rebound, Steele, reverse layup, and a foul. Where was the contact? Anderson posting up on Stupi. There's a foul. Nice bumping Lloyd Pierce on the drive. Dave Libby with the whistle with 5:20 to go in the half.
Interesting matchup there. Lloyd had the side on the left-hand side out at the angle. Totally cleared for himself, and Frank Knight, the freshman, trying to guard him. He's going to have trouble guarding the likes of Lloyd Pierce.
Lloyd Pierce 1 for 4, now 2 for 5 from the line. Just Nash went to the bench. The Gales have outscored Santa Clara 9-6. Pierce now with 2 points. 5:20 to go. SD leading by 2, and Pierce misses the second. Stealing Lloyd Pierce. Half right wing to Buzz. Buzz Wall for the two-hand slam dunk.
I'd love to see that for Phil. That was great. And he enjoyed it even more than I did.
He was screaming louder than the fans. There's a travel. Steele tried to go middle. Didn't get away with the wall.
Nice to see Phil ignite this crowd, give the whole crowd and his team an emotional lift in his senior last game as a senior here at Santa Clara. That was great.
Don't normally see Phil Von Buchwald doing the rim pin-up like that.
And we saw some real raw emotion from him, too. He had a great big smile on his face, hands uplifted, looking up into the crowd. That was terrific.
With a primal scream that went along with that. 5:06 to go, 30-26, Broncos with the lead. The Broncos, their first basket in 3 minutes and 53 seconds. 20-second timeout charge to Ernie Kent. Very good defensive coach. He played for Dick Carter up in Oregon, one of the kamikaze kids. Greg Ballard, Ronnie Lee. Ernie Kent, a four-year starter, and also was an assistant to Boyd Grant at Colorado State, who made his reputation known at Fresno State. Broncos lead by four. Outside right, Marlon Garnett throws the entry pass to Buckwell, working Millard. Fade away, 10-foot no. Didn't really get squared. Last touch by Santa Clara, out of bounds. Drew Zurich slowly regaining his balance on his feet, now limping as he trots out of the backcourt.
That looked like another phantom elbow or something. Drew went down, and there's only one big body out there right now that can put anybody down. That's Millard, and Millard was nowhere near Drew Zurich, so we're going to have to keep our eye out for some of these off-the-ball plays.
30-26, Broncos with the lead. Nick Davey playing very conservatively with Steve Nash on the bench with his two fouls. Looks like he may sit the remainder of the first stand-zone play. Top of the circle, Savulich. Bounce pass, left wing. Now Eric Schrader into the game. Very good perimeter shooter. Double team, look out for the five count. Savulich open for three momentarily. Now resets to Soufi. Eight of the timer. They clear the floor. 1-4 flat. Cameron Soufi crosses over. 3 seconds to shoot. Two, one. They're not going to get it off. Soufi throws it at the rim over the backboard.
Soufi went down under the very, very hard defense to Marlon Garnett. He was at his knees at the right elbow at the free throw line. He said, I got to get this thing up. Put it up from his knees. Went over almost like a field goal for three and out of bounds.
Steve Ciandale holds up the regular sun. Motion offense, man-to-man St. Mary's defense. Off a screen, Jason Senlock. Schrader has him with the man-to-man. Now Marlon Garnett. Matchup against the Savulich. Double clutch. Shot rejected by Millard. On the carom, which appears, Lloyd goes in deep. Reverse layup, beautiful with the left hand.
He was out in the right corner, went baseline, went up on the right side of the basket, up underneath with his left to the left-hand side of the basket because Millard was taking up all of the room in there. Somehow snuck it in. Great shot by Lloyd.
He has been a revelation with the elevation this year. 3:25 to go, 32-26. Broncos lead. Top of the circle, Schrader. Sedlak hits him in the man-to-man. Broncos' biggest lead of the game. Von Buchwald running on Millard and a foul away from the ball. He charged to the Gales. Will go the other way. Two foul shots. 3:16 to go in the half. Schrader's first.
I think that was just a case of trying to set a pick and kind of moving a little bit in order to pick Marlon Garnett. I don't think there was anything malicious there. I think the malicious player just came back into the game unresinserted. Of course,
it looked
Savulich
a lot like Knapp. It's Knapp who looked almost identical to Andre. Garnett at the line shooting a pair. Marlon with the high-arcing switch. Garnett 4-5 from the line in Moraga on Wednesday, 77% foul shooter of the year, 49-64. Garnett rattles out the second. Whistle and a travel. Millard took the care of and took steps. 3:14 to go in the half.
I think when he loses a little bit of weight, works on his footwork, that'll never happen. That was, he got off balance a little bit and couldn't regain his footwork.
This is a media timeout with 3:14 to go in the half. The score is the Broncos 33 and St. Mary's 26. Coming back with more in a moment on the Santa Clara University Basketball Network.
Management Solutions, the Bay Area leader in finance and accounting placement. 292-6600. In a competitive world, success comes to those who plan for it, yet no matter how much you plan, it's difficult to always have the right person for the job at hand. Increasingly, firms are complementing their core workforce with interim or temporary staff, even in management and professional positions. That's where Management Solutions comes in. 292-6600. Just-in-time personnel for meeting project and peak period needs has become the preferred staffing solution to short-term workforce needs without compromising quality. Management Solutions specializes in providing finance and accounting professionals for interim and regular full-time staffing requirements. They offer a totally integrated solution to all professional-level finance and accounting staffing needs, from financial search to interim placement and temp to perm services. 292-6600. Management Solutions, the Bay Area leader in finance and accounting placement. 292-6600.
Pick and roll with Graves.
Bronco basketball. 1590 KLIV.
Dave Lewis, along with Bud Ogden, definitely bringing back some memories from your days against St. Mary's.
It really did. This rivalry goes a lot farther back even than I go back. But this one, St. Mary's, you know, was always a tough game. It was a real battle.
Broncos to trigger. Adam Anderson releases to Marlon Garnett. Now Lloyd Pierce. A couple of terrific athletic plays for him in the first half. Off a screen, Anderson for three. Off the back iron, no. Rebound by Buchwald. It's stripped by Unruh. Josh blows out of the backcourt. No numbers for the Gales. Unruh maneuvers toward the left wing. Spots up. Entry pass to Schrader. Shot blocked! Bill von Buchwald sent it back as Schrader tried to throw it down with the right hand. Now Sedlock, skip pass to Pierce, 15-footer partially deflected. Von Buchwald's after it. Tapped by Anderson and out of bounds. No last touch by your favorite, it appeared. Nope. It is Anderson who hit it last.
It was touched by Adam, but Unruh was unaware where the ball was. He didn't care where the ball was. All he was doing was backing Adam Anderson out of there. He put both feet down. He was backpedaling right into Adam Anderson. Adam didn't have a chance.
2:35 to go. 33-26. Outside left, Unruh. Pierce getting out in the passing lane. Now Josh maneuvers, regains. 10-footer will not count. Offensive foul. Jason Sedlock moving over from the weak side to establish position. Unruh playing very aggressively tonight.
He plays hard. That's his style of ball. And I don't, you know, that's where the delineation should be drawn, though. I'd love to play hard. That's the way I play. But there's a difference between playing hard and playing dirty and malicious. Kids these days, I don't think they have a good definition of that. It's not being mean. It's go out and play the game hard like it's supposed to be played.
Unruh out of the game with his third foul. Gilmore with three. And Unruh with three. The players with foul difficulty. Backdoor went Pierce, but they couldn't get in the ball. Foul away from the screen. Looks like Anderson, legal screen. 2:11 to go. We'll go the other way and shoot foul shot. Marlon Garnett. That's his second. Team foul number 10. Matt Coleman into the game very early for him. And Garnett will take a seat. Coleman only played 2 minutes in the game on Wednesday night. Closing moments. Knapp converts the foul shot. Knapp now all three of his points on the line. 83% are on the year. Only played 10 minutes Wednesday. Did not score. He makes four in a row from the line here in all 4 points. 33-28. 2:09 to go first. Lloyd Pierce skipping across the timeline with a dribble. Broncos moving from right to left. Now Sedlock, triple threat position. They try to run Pierce back door. They don't get him the ball. Outside left, Anderson. Foul line extended. Top of the circle, Coleman. Steve Nash continues to sit for SDU. Entry pass goes to Drew Zurich. 10-foot jump hook, beautiful. Pierce tried to keep it alive and out of bounds. Last touch by Santa Clara, and the Gales will get it with 1:49 to go.
Drew made really what I think is one of his best offensive moves of the year, at least on the block. He knew the big guy was back there, so he had to kind of take a step out a little bit of a jump hook. He ought to put that into his repertoire. You know, it's a great shot for him.
33-28, 1:40 to go. Soufi, foul line extended right. Entry pass goes to Millar. Jump hook, 5-footer, good.
Talk about jump hook. Man, he's almost throwing that thing down. You know, he was out there about 3 or 4 feet. When he gets turned perpendicular to the basket, you know, he's impossible to stop.
15 points and 8 rebounds in Wednesday's game. Entry pass goes to Zurich. They swing the ball off a screen as Coleman, who elevates. 10-foot jumper ricochets off the backboard. Doesn't draw iron. Rebound controlled by Soufi. Gales have number 3-on-2. Right wing pass to Vulich. Lay it up and no. Basket would have counted had it had gone. Cup high bank shot from the right side of the key. Lloyd Pierce guilty of his first. Vulich is 73%er on the year. 65 of 89. The Broncos very happy with how they played to Vulich Wednesday night, but to be honest, he did have some really good looks.
He sure did. You know, if you get going early, you're usually in pretty good shape, but he didn't get it going and didn't really show any propensity to stop shooting, but it just didn't go for him that night.
Vulich misses two in a row. maybe uncomfortable at the point guard spot. They start him off with the one. He's really a natural two. Outside right, Brendan Graves. Give the ball to Lloyd Pierce, who throws the ball over his head to Drew Zurich. Zurich matched up against Schrader. Coleman trying to post up Soupy on the right block. Now 12 seconds to shoot for SCU. Anderson with the ball and a foul away. Schrader bumping with Brendan Graves. Dave Libby with the whistle. It's on Schrader, his second foul. Talk about Savulich not being a natural one. He is a pure shooter all the way. He now has tied Jeff Fryer for number nine all time in the WCC for three-point goals during a single season.
That's
now in 86.
That is saying something. I can remember those Loyola teams. They used to come down court, and they used to shy away from the twos and kick it out for the threes. And those guys, it was fun to watch, but in terms of pure basketball, I didn't like it very much.
Larry Hauser said they had that Chernobyl effect. They'd keep coming at you, and eventually you'd melt down. It was a lane violation, so the Gales will have the ball with 45 seconds to go. Cameron Soupy, watched by Pierce, Lloyd in that low defensive crouch. Cameron keeps the dribble alive, up a screen to Savulich, jump switching as Drew Zurich, so Savulich backs out to the right wing. Soupy comes over to meet him, receives the ball, 20 seconds on the timer. Broncos man-to-man. Soupy calls the one play. On ball screen with Schrader, Soupy penetrates, tries to whip the ball through the key to Millard, it ricochets the net. Top of the circle, Savulich for a high-arcing three, rattles out. Coleman's after it. Last touch by Schrader and out of bounds.
Nice sequence defensively for the Broncos. The Gales did a great job of kicking the ball back and forth, and Savulich out taking one of his patented threes, and what made him miss that was Adam Anderson taking a running leap at him, and he had to put it up a little bit higher. It wasn't a comfortable shot.
Bronco basketball brought to you by La Villa Delicatessen, the best Italian. You like Italian food?
I love Italian food.
1319 Lincoln Avenue, downtown Willow Glen. The Italian family making the raviolis, rolling them there in the back of the room. Delicious.
I used to be Italian.
Used to?
Yeah, I gave it up.
David Patty Berticelli, proud sponsors of Bronco basketball. 14 seconds to play, the 20-second timeout charge to Dick Davies. Since Nash has been out of the game, the Gales have outscored Santa Clara 13-12 and sitting a huge segment of the first half. 6 seconds to go. Pierce clears the floor, working Soupy, lay it up, shot blocked by Millard. 1 second to go. Graves doesn't get it off in time. Near fight breaking out along the baseline, Schrader going toe-to-toe. Looks like with Drew Zurich.
Yeah, it's still boiling at a pretty good pace now, and I think Drew won't back down from me. I'm not sure he'll instigate anything, but he's not going to back down. Schrader was out there, a little bit of incidental bumping going on. I didn't really see it, but it ended up with Schrader putting both hands in the middle of Drew's chest and giving him a good shove.
Steve Nash, foul trouble in the first half, still leading the Broncos with 8 points. Adam Anderson, one from the foul line, one of three. Lloyd Pierce with 4 points. He was one of five from the line. Marlon Garnett with three. Jason Sedlock, four. Drew Zurich, three. Kevin Dunn, five. And Brendan Graves with four. And for the Gales, Josh Unruh, a very quick start. 7 points early. He finished with nine for the half. Knapp with four. Gilmore with three. Steele, two. Soupy, three. Savulich with a three. Jamoke Horton, only two. They've done a nice job through one and a half games so far of defending him and down in the low block.
Yes, they have. And they also have. The Broncos have done a good job, and Ernie Kent has also gone to Millard almost all the way down the stretch there. I'll bet Millard played about the last 8 minutes of that half.
Millard finished with 3 points for the first half off that 19-minute, 15-point, 6-of-10, 4-8 rebound performance on Wednesday's game. Halftime score, the Broncos 34 and the Gales 30. We'll step aside for some halftime news and come back with Steve Killeborn, I believe. Moby comes down. He's scheduled for the interview. We'll get that going along with the rest of the halftime activities on the Santa Clara University Basketball Network.
Basketball, more than just a game, it's a way of life. Nothing but net.
3-point jumper on the way, good.
Look the part with nothing but net. Creators of the phrases, if you can play, talk trash. If not, shut up. And there are three things you can count on. Death, taxes, and my jumper. nothing but net. 1-800-379-8563. If you play good, you'd better look good. Wear the clothes of the pros, like Sean Elliott and Jason Kidd. From reversible mesh shorts to tough Letterman's jackets. Nothing but net. 1-800-379-8563. Producers of the top three-on-three tournaments in the Bay Area. If you're serious about the game, look like you are. Get your complete basketball ensemble from the Nothing But Net catalog. Call 1-800-379-8563. There are synonyms like swish, string music, tickle the twine, all rope, but only one Nothing But Net. Call 1-800-379-8563. Skills checked at the door. Nothing But Net. Are you going to play or what?
Good afternoon. KLIV News Time is 3:05. It is 65 at 1590 KLIV, San Jose's news station. I'm Frank Munich with a look at South Bay local headlines, traffic, and weather during the halftime of this Santa Clara University basketball game. Let's go out to the roadways first. We have nothing doing. No accidents, no stalls, no delays reported by Metro Traffic at 256 this afternoon. We have rain headed our way. Look for some of it very heavy this afternoon, late this afternoon. We'll have lows near 50 tonight and showers continuing. Showers and some isolated thundershowers up ahead for the valley tomorrow. Highs near 60. We'll have gusty south winds up to 20 miles per hour. Rain tomorrow night. We'll have lows near 50 and a new storm headed our way. On Tuesday, look for showers with a chance of thundershowers. Highs in the low 60s. A high of 63, a low of 52 up ahead for San Jose tomorrow, 59 and 51 for Mountain View. The wet weather headed to Monterey and Santa Cruz as well. Cloudy with rain changing to showers overnight. We'll have lows in the low 50s. Showers and some isolated thunderstorms lingering in Monterey and Santa Cruz tomorrow. Look for highs near 60. Tomorrow night, rain with another storm coming into Monterey and Santa Cruz. Lows dipping down to around 50 degrees. On Tuesday, showers with a chance of thundershowers. Will have highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s. For tomorrow in Santa Cruz, expect a high of 59 and low of 52. In Monterey, 64 and 53. In Salinas, 62 and 52. KLIV News Time, 3:06. Five Santa Clara County jail guards involved in an incident that left an inmate comatose are getting to keep their jobs. The announcement follows a recent report of something called sudden in-custody inmate syndrome. Department of Corrections spokesperson Laura Rodriguez says it's a form of asphyxia that occurs when an inmate has a medical or drug problem, and she says the report recommends training on all levels.
Knowing what the risk factors are, recognizing persons vulnerable to this at the intake, including people that are under the influence or have maybe been hog-tied by the arresting agencies before they have come to us.
Now, Rodriguez says the report also calls for gentler handling of inmates. The jail guards involved in the incident will not be fired, but they will be punished. A majority of the San Jose Airport Commission is now calling for the city council to reverse its six-year position in trying to close Reed Hillview Airport. A commission spokesperson says closing the facility would mean the loss of aviation jobs as well as having a negative impact on San Jose's economy. The commission is recommending, again, a majority of that commission is recommending, San Jose City Council members urge the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors to keep Reed Hillview open. Reed Hillview is a county-owned and operated facility. San Jose City Council members are expected to discuss the issue Tuesday night at 7 p.m., and KLIV will carry the public hearing portion of those proceedings live. KLIV News Time is now 3:08. Back with a final look at traffic and weather in 60 seconds from now.
This is Crime Stoppers, brought to you by the San Jose Police, Crime Stoppers Incorporated, and 1590 KLIV.
The San Jose Police Department is asking for your help in solving a kidnap and robbery case. On Friday, January 12, 1996, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, two armed suspects confronted the wheelchair-bound victim as he ate lunch inside his parked van at Almaden and Kirtner. They forced the victim at gunpoint to drive to the Bank of America at Meridian and Foxworthy, withdraw $200 from his account. After disabling his wheelchair, they left him there and fled. Suspect one was a white male in his early 40s, 6 feet tall, 210 pounds, with brown hair. He wore a light green baseball cap and a maroon sweater. The second suspect was a white male in his early 30s, 5 feet 10 inches tall, 170 pounds, with brown hair. He wore a dark jacket, blue jeans, and mirrored sunglasses. If you have any information on these suspects, please call Crime Stoppers at 947-STOP. Calls are confidential and rewards are available. For Crime Stoppers, I'm Officer Roger Malcolm.
Crime Stoppers is brought to you in the public interest by the San Jose Police, Crime Stoppers, and 1590 KLIV.
On the roadways, all of a sudden, a couple of things in San Jose at 306 North 87 at Highway 280. A stalled vehicle reported in the middle lanes. And in Millbrae, South 101 at Millbrae Avenue, an accident involving a vehicle spin out there. Taking a look at weather, again, we have rain headed our way tonight. Look for some of it heavy this evening. We'll have lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, showers and isolated thunder showers, highs near 60, gusty south winds to 20 miles per hour. Rain as a new storm comes our way tomorrow night, lows near 50. Right now, it is 65 degrees at 1590 KLIV San Jose. KLIV News Time is now 3:10. We return you to Santa Clara University basketball.
How about a real estate company that's concerned about your needs? Well, they're about as rare as Halley's Comet or a unicorn. Finally, there's an answer. Gilmore & Associates at 246-5020. Gilmore & Associates, proud sponsor of Bronco Basketball. 1201 Franklin Mall in Santa Clara, with the expertise to meet all your real estate needs. Whether it be commercial or residential, 246-5020. Gilmore & Associates have the answers to your real estate questions. Now, some companies make similar claims, but they don't have the track record to back it up. Since 1965, we're talking 30 years, Gilmore & Associates have been serving the Silicon Valley with your needs in mind. The staff of professionals will hold your hand if you need it through the step-by-step process in dealing with the complicated world of real estate. Gilmore & Associates, 246-5020. Located at 1201 Franklin Mall in Santa Clara, 246-5020, Gilmore & Associates. Management Solutions, the Bay Area leader in finance and accounting placement. 292-6600. In a competitive world, success comes to those who plan for it, yet no matter how much you plan, it's difficult to always have the right person for the job at hand. Increasingly, firms are complementing their core workforce with interim or temporary staff, even in management and professional positions. That's where Management Solutions comes in. 292-6600. Just-in-time personnel for meeting project and peak period needs has become the preferred staffing solution to short-term workforce needs without compromising quality. Management Solutions specializes in providing finance and accounting professionals for interim and regular full-time staffing requirements. They offer a totally integrated solution to all professional-level finance and accounting staffing needs, from financial search to interim placement and temp to perm services. 292-6600. Management Solutions, the Bay Area leader in finance and accounting placement. 292-6600.
The Bronco Halftime Report is brought to you by Management Solutions, the Bay Area's leader in placement of finance and accounting professionals. You're listening to Santa Clara University Bronco Basketball.
Back here at halftime, where the Broncos lead the Gales 34-30. We're honored and pleased today to have ex-star Bronco Steve Kindlebort with us today. Steve played here, was a starter for 4 years, was the freshman of the year along with the likes of Kurt Rambis and Scott Lampson. In your career, I just looked it up, Steve, you were 5-3 against the Gales. Tell me, what does this rivalry mean to you, and how is it emanating itself in this era? Do you think it compares?
Oh, yeah, I think that St. Mary's will always be a big rivalry for Santa Clara. For me personally, it has a little extra meaning since my wife went to St. Mary's. So we have a little internal battle throughout the year. And, for some reason, these two schools never seem to like each other. And this year certainly is no different.
I think it might have even been turned up since the football rivalry is there not anymore since Santa Clara dropped football. It may even be more intensified. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, these schools have always had, what I have found interesting, regardless of how good or bad the teams were in any of the sports, we always seem to play close. And I think today is a perfect example. You would expect Santa Clara at home on the final day of their home schedule to come in and play very well, which they're not playing bad, but St. Mary's has been able to keep it close even though they're not shooting their 3 points very well.
What do you think about the emotion of the game? Seems to be at an unusual, well, maybe not unusual since it is a rivalry game, but there's a little bit of extra curricular activities going on out there. How do you see it? You didn't listen to the radio, so you don't know. I'm going to see if it kind of
goes along the lines of what I thought.
Well, I'll tell you what I noticed sitting behind you is that I've never seen Nash as emotional in a game as I saw him today. And, he's gotten fouled a couple times that weren't called. And then what he's done is he's come down on the other end. And I don't think he's controlled his emotions like he needs to, because he's actually gotten away with a few on the defensive end. And there's little personal battles going on that we're going to have to maintain our composure in the second half, because St. Mary's has nothing to lose in this game.
They really don't. That's a good point. And I think Josh Unruh, takes some liberties out there he might not take. But I think Dick Davie did a nice job taking Steve off, putting him on the bench. We're playing them straight up without him, so now that he's had some time to go back, cool off a little bit, talk to Steve, tell him of his importance, and re-fortify that importance in his brain, I think we'll be much better off.
Yeah, I agree. I saw Steve go up to Dick while he was sitting on the bench, and I think he was trying to talk himself back into the game, and I think Dick made the right decision keeping him out so he can play the entire second half.
You've had a minute to look at statistics. Anything jump out at you that is important?
Well, the one number that really stood out at me was how many fouls were called in the first half. It seemed like the game was stopped an awful lot. And then our big advantage is turnovers. St. Mary's has turned the ball over quite a bit and given us more chances to score.
A lot of that due to the defense, what did you say?
Yeah, I think our defense since the San Diego game down there, I wasn't down there, but I heard our defense was horrible, has really picked it up a notch.
Steve, real quick now, we've got about 15 seconds left. What are you doing these days? Tell me quickly about your job and your family.
Working in commercial real estate, living here close by in Santa Clara. I'm doing property management and married to a St. Mary's alum, and we're trying to start a family here in Santa Clara.
That's great. Great to hear from you, Steve. I know you support the Broncos all the time, anytime you can, and I appreciate that very much. I know the coaching staff does as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Kendall-Bort, all-time great Santa Clara player. We'll be back right after these messages on 1590 KLIV, your Broncos station.
A high-level meeting at the corporate offices of Amalgamated Retail Leasing with Little Moda Italia. Let's get closer and listen in. Come on.
So you see, little monkey.
It's Moda, Little Moda.
Yes. So you see, we need your Moda Italia store to exit the premise.
Oh, no.
My God,
but
poor little Moda.
I must understand that your lease is invalid. It states clearly under Section 926, Paragraph 27, Line 84, fine Italian menswear may be sold at your Moda Italia Los Gatos store only if you give away the free lederhosen with every purchase. Now, you failed to give away the lederhosen, therefore you cannot renew your lease.
I don't even know what is a lederhosen.
Oh, the little guy's losing his lease. He'll have to move. What'll he do with all that gorgeous Italian menswear? He'll have to... Oh.
What was that? Who is there?
We've got to help Little Moda.
You with the microphone. You have no business here.
Listen, everyone listening. Get to Moda Italia now. They've lost their lease and have to unload all those fine imported Italian suits. Four suits for the price of one. And even that price is reduced. Plus, with every four-for-one purchase, you get a $395 leather jacket free. Moda Italia, Winchester at Knowles, just north of 85. But not for long. Hurry.
Who is he talking to?
Hi, I'm Marlon Garnett.
I'm Steve Nash, Santa Clara's point guard.
Bronco Basketball.
1590 KLIV.
Dave Lewis along with Bud Ogden, 34-30, our halftime score. Nice chat with Steve Kendall-Bort as we're getting ready for the second half of action. This rivalry goes back, even though the Broncos have pretty much dominated the series, they win two out of every three games, but regardless of the outcome, always a war when these two get together.
Well, I can remember one particular year, I think I might have talked a little bit about it when we were up at Moraga the other night. We played at Keysar. I was a freshman, and I had my ankle was broken, and I was in a cast. And one of our highly touted leaders in our Charlie Graham club went out and had a sweatshirt on, and he had a Santa Clara jacket on underneath. So he walked over in front of the St. Mary's cheering crowd, ripped off the sweatshirt, and underneath he had his Santa Clara jacket, and right in the faces of about 1,000 cheering Gales, said something I probably can't repeat here on the radio. But then that's when everything erupted. The floor was filled with Gales and Broncos, and bedlam broke out.
Steve Nash will be back on the floor to start the second half of play. How many minutes did he have in the first half? He didn't play very much. A total of 10 minutes for the Broncos star. 3 of 7 from the floor and totaling 8 points. Bronco 5, Steve Nash, Marlon Garnett, Kevin Dunn, Jason Fenlock, and Brendan Graves. And for the Gales, Mahershala Gilmore is out there along with Eric Knapp, Cameron Sufi, Jamoki Horton along with Dodick. There's a three from Nash. Doesn't draw iron, taken out of the air by Dodick. Yvonne blows at the backcourt. Nash hits the deck. Open right baseline is Nat for a three. 20-footer no good. Jamoke Horton battling. Offensive rebound. Double clutch. 5-footer good with a kiss.
If they let him get back in the ball game, we're going to be in a little bit of trouble. It's going to be a real struggle for us.
The Gales at 4-7 in the WCC. Turning point for them, the two crushing overtime losses to USF back-to-back. Steve Nash penetrating left-hand hook. Beautiful. Off the window.
Unbelievable. There was plenty of defense in there, but he managed to get up that left-handed shot. He's very, very adept with that left hand.
Nash, first player in doubles with 10 points. The skip pass cross-court. Soupy runs it down far sideline. Cameron has to come out right near midcourt. Now working around Nash. Double clutch. Kick the ball to Yvonne Dodick, the former walk-on from Oakland. Cutting back doors, Dodick away from Kevin Dunn. Blows the 5-footer, trying to get his own. Double clutch. Brendan Graves takes it out of the air.
Broncos might have gotten away from what.
Marlon Garnett penetrating offensive foul. Tried to cross over right to left, and Soufi establishing position.
I think the Broncos got away with one on the defensive end, but Marlon Garnett came down, got into the paint, bumped the Gale, and got called for the offensive foul.
Garnett third, and Lloyd Pierce to the rescue off of Dick Davies' bench, and Marlon Garnett will take his seat. Lloyd Pierce wears the socks very high in practice, but wears them very low or not at all during the game, and Marlon Garnett just the opposite, wears them low in practice than like Elliott Perry game time. Soupy with the ball, entry pass, left wing Jamoke Horton. He normally draws the double and kick it inside out. There's Horton now working Graves, double clutch, 5-footer good. So strong.
Very, very strong, and that kind of put his right shoulder down and just pushed Brendan Graves out of the way.
Now Kevin Dunn between the rings. Eric Knapp has him. Mahershala Gilmore looking at the waist of Steve Nash. Now the entry pass goes to Sedlock. Double clutch, back and forth. Turnaround, 10-footer good.
Nice shot by Jason. He kind of faked right and went left with his little jumper about 10 or 12 feet.
Left wing, Knapp with the ball. 38-34. Broncos with the lead. 17:55 to go first. The final home game for the five seniors for SDU. Now Gilmore working Steve Nash. Top the circle, Yvonne Dodick. Off the screen is Cameron Soufi, left wing. Pierce has him. They're bread and butter so far. Horton inside out. They throw the ball back to Gilmore. 10 seconds of the timer. Mahershala penetrates. Throws a left wing to Knapp, who puts it on the floor. Now top of the circle, Soupy with 5 to shoot. Cameron elevates and throws the ball away. Deflected by Santa Clara. 3 seconds to shoot for St. Mary's.
Good sequence for Santa Clara so far. Let's see what St. Mary's does here on the side out of bounds.
The injured Gale, A.J. Rollins, signaling to his teammates he'll be back next year for his red shirt. He broke a hand in the sixth game of the year. The St. Mary's is going to have a quality roster next year. Inbound pass to Gilmore. They're not going to get it off. Soupy throws up a 35-footer. Ricochets off the backboard. Doesn't draw iron at the 35-second violation.
Kind of poorly planned there by St. Mary's. With 3 seconds on the clock, you've got to set some kind of a single pick or double pick for somebody and get the shot off the inbound pass.
Steve Nash handles, switching right hand to left. 17:20 to play. Gilmore has him. Off a high screen, Gilmore bumped him before he could get to the pick, and for Mahershala, his fourth. Gilmore with 4 and Unruh with 3. 17:18 to go.
Excuse me, Dave, at this pace, we're going to be here for a while. An awful lot of fouls and an awful lot of stoppage of play here. See how it emanates itself as we go down the wire.
Frank Nine, 6'2", 210, a freshman from Fremont High School in Oakland. Steve Nash pulls up for 3, 20-footer no good. Sedlock battling inside and a foul on Jake over the top of Dodick.
Jason's doing his job. He's going to the boards hard. That is going to happen. The coaches don't really mind that too much. You've got to have the big guys going to the boards with the opportunity to either keep it alive or get some kind of an offensive putback or another shot.
Talking about Frank Knight a second ago, played 4 years of basketball in high school, 3 years of football. Looks like a defensive back. He's really put together. Entry pass to Horton away from Graves, laying up and in.
Ernie Kent wasn't satisfied just with the basket. He wanted a foul on that one as well.
Steve Nash handles, 38-36. SCU with the lead, 16:45 to play. Steve Nash crosses over, loses Knight, fade away, 10-footer good.
He is uncanny when he gets in the paint. As soon as you think he's going to go up and get the shot blocked, he's fading away from him. He goes up, fades, and just seems to hang in the air for just a moment and gets the shot off.
Steve Nash now with 12. Knight hands the ball to Cameron Soupy with a right-hand dribble, working on Lloyd Pierce. Cameron gives the ball to Yvonne Dodick. Right wing pass to Knapp. Entry pass to Jamoki out of a double team. Flick it to Dodick. His 15-footer is not a close. Tapped off the hands of Kevin Dunn, who hauls it in. And a Gale foul on Jamoki Horton.
His third. Can't say enough about Kevin Dunn. You know, there's he's just a blue-collar type player. He's always in there scraping. He's always in there jumping for the rebound. He'll keep the ball alive. He'll get on the floor for you. He does what a coach wants a guy to do. You know, he gets that intensity level up on both ends of the court, and he's a good, good senior leader. We're going to miss him a lot next year.
I think Davies said, you look at him, and he's not that physically impressive, but he starts for anybody in the country because he knows how to play. Steve Nash working on Soofy, penetrates, elevates, and a foul. Basket would have counted had it had gone. You get the feeling Steve Nash feels he can take Soofy off the dribble every time.
I think he can take just about anybody on this St. Mary's team off the dribble. I think there's a lot of people in the country he can take off the dribble. They're spreading the court a little bit for him and letting him go on his own. I hope he doesn't think he has anything to prove because he really doesn't, but he's doing a nice job thus far this half.
Knapp came over to help. That's his third foul. Steve Nash rolls in the free throw. 13 points for Nash. 3 of 3 from the line. Made all 6 of his free throws in Wednesday's game. He makes 2 in a row, and Nash with 14. 42-36. Soofy blows out of the backcourt. Throw it left wing for Knight, who elevates 4 of 3. It's good.
Very confident-looking freshman. He went down without hesitation, went up for the shot, and nailed it.
Great high school player in the CIF championship game. I'll tell you about that story in a second. Sedlock, backdoor lay it up and in.
Jason did a great job there. He caught it on the right side, down low, went underneath, muscled it up on the left-hand side for 2.
Frank Knight working on Lloyd Pierce. Soofy open for 3 momentarily. Sedlock comes over to help out. Now Cameron matched up against Jason, man-to-man. Outside right, Knapp. He's doubled. Flips the ball back to Soofy. He's open for a 3. 22-footer, no good. Rebound tapped off the hands of Dodick. He's got it to fresh 35. Knight's open for another 3. His 20-footer, no good. Short. Rebound off of Dodick's hand. Graves catch. Touched it last, and now it'll be St. Mary's who gets it back with 15-19 to play.
No place for the meek or the faint of heart in there. It's warming up. It's getting physical. This is going to be an interesting 15 minutes and 19 seconds.
This is a media timeout. We'll take a break, too. The Broncos leading the Gales 44-39. Back with more in a moment on the Santa Clara University Basketball Network.
How about a real estate company that's concerned about your needs? Well, they're about as rare as Halley's Comet or a unicorn. Finally, there's an answer. Gilmore & Associates at 246-5020. Gilmore & Associates, proud sponsor of Bronco Basketball. 1201 Franklin Mall in Santa Clara, with the expertise to meet all your real estate needs. Whether it be commercial or residential, 246-5020. Gilmore & Associates have the answers to your real estate questions. Now, some companies make similar claims, but they don't have the track record to back it up. Since 1965, we're talking 30 years, Gilmore & Associates have been serving the Silicon Valley with your needs in mind. The staff of professionals will hold your hand if you need it through the step-by-step process in dealing with the complicated world of real estate. Gilmore & Associates, 246-5020. Located at 1201 Franklin Mall in Santa Clara, 246-5020. Gilmore & Associates.
Top the circle, 21-footer good for Garnett in third 3 of the game.
Bronco Basketball, 1590 KLIV.
Dave Lewis along with Bud Ogden, the legendary Bronco great here at Coastal Pavilion, 44-39, the final home game for the 5 seniors. Looking at Adam Anderson's rooting section along the western sideline, they're keeping stats on everything he does, including the number of inbound passes.
I wonder if they have dribbles taken or what else they have there. I think everything I say tonight, this afternoon, is going to come back to haunt me because I see Lauren Olenberger putting on the team headset up there. I've got a bunch of my kids from Valley Christian High School in top row of Section P.
15-15 to go in the game. Soofy outside right, entry pass to Millard, double team, jump hook, 10-footer, he threw it down again. Millard with 5. 44-41. Steve Nash between the rings, working Frank Knight. Entry pass to Zurich, laid up, rejected by Millard. Gales blow to the backcourt, 4-on-2. Soofy right wing, double clutch, basket count, no. It rolled off, it would have counted had it had gone. Lloyd Pierce met him at the apex.
Yes, he did. It was a high apex at that. Lloyd is going to be awful tough to get that one off. And what you want to do there defensively is make sure that either the player doesn't make the shot, or you don't foul him for the three-point play. Those are the things you don't want to do. Send him to the line, make him earn the 2 points, but don't give him three. That's the last thing a coach wants to see happen.
Cameron Soupy shooting a pair. He won a state championship in 91 for Modern Day High School. Three-year starter, three times All-Angeles League. Modern Day, a very solid program in Southern California. Soupy converts the first. Cameron with four on the night. My wife was browsing through the media guide, saw that he weighed 140 pounds, so she wants to go on the Cameron Soupy diet. That's her, not me, so save the letters. He's weighed 140 ever since he got on campus, but he's a little more defined than as a freshman. Makes one of two. 44-42, Gales within the deuce. Steve Nash working on night. Fadeaway foul line jumper, 15-footer rattles out. Rebound hauled down by Dodick. Soupy's got the ball for the Gales. Three on two, the trailer is Knapp. Eric in deep, right-hand layup good.
Nice move by Knapp. That was a great move. He's going down the middle, kind of veered off to the right and put it in over Brendan Graves.
Tied at 44. 14-20 to play. Steve Nash now matched up against Knapp. Lloyd Pierce moves away from the ball. Steve Nash elevates. That's a blocking foul. Knight came over to help. It's on four on the red, and for Frank Knight, his second foul. The CIF championship game, he tried to keep his team in it all by himself. They scored 23. Knight had 17 of the 23 in the fourth quarter alone. Ended up losing that game, but showing his toughness.
He made one in that game at the buzzer to put it in overtime. It took a victory lap. He was so happy he ran around the whole court.
Gales on an 8-2 run. We're tied at 44. Steve Nash penetrates. Shot partially deflected by Millard. Steve looks like he's really frustrated with the officiating today. Now under penetrating, working on Adam Anderson. Soupy passes up the three, swing the ball to Dodick. Yvonne puts it on the floor now outside to Cameron Soupy. Soupy shouting play instructions. Ernie Kent sticks up three fingers. Now it's Soupy working on Adam Anderson. 15 on the timer. As the shot clock winds down, they like to clear the floor and go 1-4 flat. Now Unruh working on Steve Nash. They rotate the ball to Frank Knight, who misses a 16-foot jumper. Anderson yanks it down. Now Nash sticking out the tongue. Flips the ball to Anderson, who spots up for a 17-foot off the front iron. Brendan Graves after it. Hauls it down on a fresh 35. Lloyd Pierce is all alone underneath the basket. They didn't get him the ball. Nash penetrates, loses the handle, rolling towards the far sideline. Last touched by Santa Clara and out of bounds. 13-18 to play.
Steve is having a little conversation now. He's holding his arms out, palms up, saying, what do I have to do to get a call? He's penetrating, and I know there's an awful lot of hands slapping and hitting and scratching inside there. They're going to have to get those calls in order for him to go in there and operate.
Steve Killebrew said at the half that he's never seen Steve this frustrated and getting upset with the officiating, and it continues in the second half. 44-all, 13:05 to go in the game. Soupy working on Nash. Cameron terminates the dribble. Yvonne Dodick. Ernie Kent's got a good chemistry in with his five. Now Cebulich spots up for three off a screen. It will not count on Unruh, but Ogden's favorite player. Unruh's fourth.
Yeah, he's setting a pick. He's standing up, trying to make a pick for somebody to shoot the three behind him, and all he has to do is stand there. He gets his hands, folds them in front of him, and starts throwing up like a rip-up in football or something. There's no use for that. He doesn't need to do that. There's no place for it.
Unruh with four, Gilmore with four, Horton with three. Tied at 44. Garnett works baseline, elevates, 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Kevin Dunn on a foul. Looks like 34 in the white, Kevin Dunn, who cleared out Cameron Soupy.
Broncos have to continue to go to the offensive boards to get those rebounds. Even if they do get in foul trouble, Santa Clara has much more size. If somebody fouls out, they've got another body to throw in there. So they can't be tentative. They have to keep going in there to get those offensive boards.
Fourth team foul, and for Kevin Dunn, his third. Reggie Steele in the game at 6'5". That's how they lift him. He's really 6'3 and 3/4, but very strong in the low block. Knight work at baseline, hands the ball to Millard. 10-footer no good, a jump hook, hauled down by Adam Anderson. bounces the ball to Marlon Garnett. Steve Nash takes a breather, and Garnett plays the one. Here's outside right, puts the ball over his head. 12:15 to go in the game. We're tied at 44. We've been locked at 44 for a while now. Scoopy watching Anderson. Garnett cuts back door. They don't deliver the basketball. Now Lloyd Pierce. Entry pass right block Graves. Spinning on Millard. Shot blocked. Millard doesn't even have to get off the ground to block that shot. Now 9 to shoot. Kevin Dunn outside right. Working Knight in the foul. Knight holding on the arm. And Frank very frustrated. His third.
I think Frank Knight, the freshman there, he says, I had him, coach, I had him. Yeah, you had him by the wrist, I think. But Millard is smart in the respect that he's smart, but he can't get off the floor. He stands in the paint there, just holds his hands up in the air, and it's at least a big enough barrier that you have to shoot over. So he's been very good in that respect, you know, made Brendan Graves go down and miss that shot last time around.
We'll keep it here with the media timeout at 11:59. Can we talk about your league a little bit? I know I never have to ask twice.
Well, we will start on March 16th over at West Valley College, a wonderful facility.
The search continues for that second cassette, and once it's found, if it's found, I will definitely give that to you as well. For the record, the Broncos won that game, by the way, 64-61. Reached the NCAA tournament for the last time. They ended up beating Maryland in round one. A great game in Tempe, Arizona, 91-79, before falling to Kansas in round two on March 17, 1996. Hey, thanks for joining me as we turn back the clock. The executive producer of the podcast is Hunter Lewis. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube. We appreciate your positive feedback and comments. It certainly helps out a lot. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you next time. We'll be right back.